Oh, hey, bright and not so early. Hi, everybody. This is Not So Shy John. It's about 3:36 in the afternoon, and wouldn't you know, I know Jesse's going to be tapping on my shoulder right at 5 o'clock, and the emergency equipment is running through the city. And I don't know if you noticed. You probably did notice. I don't know if it bugs people, but I used a different mic for the news, and I've just been experimenting with this mic. Let it pass. Bye-bye. Thank you. There are a lot of ambulances that go by here. And emergency equipment. There is a fire station about 3 blocks away. In any case, experimenting with this new mic and trying things. So I even was experimenting with the harmonica a little bit because, you know, Tucker and I were talking about busking. You know, it doesn't snow in L.A. So like my favorite Christmas song, I can't play it. Oh, it can do the Let It Snow reggae. But, well, here, check these out. This is called Oh Holy Bus because a bus was going by here. Like that. Okay, well, so that's pretty good. That mic picks up really good. And gets tiresome right away. Sorry. But I didn't know what to do. It's Christmas is next week. Guess it's going to happen. What? Where's my calendar? Oh, the 25th is a week from today. Hey, we're a week away from Christmas. Maybe I'll take Christmas off. I think I'm going to be out of town. Maybe I'll phone one in. I'll just repeat this show. Sounds like a plan. I have 2 shows to edit. I'll have plenty to do, but I'm going to be house-sitting next week. So, have to make arrangements. Have someone pet my turtle for me. Like that's going to happen. Now, what's this? Oh, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. What is this? I think this is one of those shows they put on PBS when they're fundraising, right? And cattle prod version better. How about you?
Okay, children, gather around. Now, since Eric Cartman can't seem to remember the words to Oh Holy Night, we're going to use a little shock therapy. I'm going to give one of you children this cattle prod, and if Eric forgets any words, just shock him a little, okay? Who wants the prod?
Me! I want.
Here you go, Kyle. Why don't you take it?
Sweet!
Okay, Eric, whenever you're ready.
What was that for? I didn't screw up.
No, Kyle, you can't shock him unless he forgets the words.
Sorry, Mr. Garrison. The stars are brightly shining. It is the day of our dear Savior's birthday.
Those aren't the words, Eric.
This Jesus was born, and so we give praise.
Eric.
That's it. I remember that whole chorus. Didn't even have to...
Wow. Okay, Eric, now we're going to do the French word.
What?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a the Yuletide gay. From now on, your troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Loving friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. From now on, we all will be together if the fates allow. But till then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. little Christmas now.
It was about 15, 18 years ago, I rewrote this song. It's right after my wife left me. Things haven't really changed much here. Thank you, Mel. Here, let's try my version. It goes, have yourself a fucked up little Christmas. Spend all your days and nights alone. No one calls and you'll sit waiting by the phone. You can't engage in all your favorite vices, but they won't help one bit. From now on, your life will just be pure dog shit. You're gonna long for those olden days, happy golden days of yore. Oh, you'll find out what kind of friends you got, but they won't be there for you like before. From now on, your life will just be worthless. There's nothing you can do. Come New Year, things will be even worse for you. So have yourself a fucked up little Christmas, too.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and
let's hope it's a good one. springs. I want a blow up doll for Christmas. Hurry up, Santa, I can't wait. I want a blow up doll for Christmas, 'cause I know that she'll be the perfect mate. She must be heavy duty to resist wear and tear. She'll come with a special set of sexy underwear. I'll dress her like a hooker, then dress her for the prom. Then let her air out, fold her up, and hide her from my mom. She won't talk, so I won't have to call her on the phone. I won't have to comb her hair because it's printed on. Her lips will be shaped like an O and painted ruby red. I'll have to hide her from my friends. She'll be a real airhead. Oh, I want a blow-up doll for Christmas. I want a girl with vinyl flesh. She must have a pretty face up above her neck. The rest of her body must be anatomically correct. I want a blow-up doll for Christmas. I think I'll call her Judy or Beth. I want a blow-up doll for Christmas, 'cause real girls, they scare me half to death.
This is not true, by the way. If you're planning on getting me anything for Christmas. Not that. Okay, it's out.
Of knockers up number 6 this week on the Dr. Demento Show. Well, before we get to the top 5, before we get to the top 5 tonight, we are going to play a little extra for you, a nice little extra. For the first time on the radio anywhere, we are going to listen to an untitled but very demented selection, an instrumental selection in stereo by the Roto-Rooter Good Time Christmas Band on KMET. Roto-Rooters, do your thing.
At the North Pole, far away.
is one for all you real Christmas fans out there. Exclusive here for you. A little piece of music made by a very close friend of yours and mine. be Brother Dreamwave Dave closing in, on this pre-mastered cut that he has just been recently constructing. I enjoyed it. I think it's very exciting. My penance for playing all that Dr. Demento Christmas music, and this is your penance for listening to it. You have been chastened by Tchaikovsky. I'm gonna crack your nuts. Just dance that little toy soldier right over here, mister. Thank you. All right. Okay. There's only so much of that I can take. Don't mind me. It's okay. Here's the Bah Humbug 2013 by Old Fart Rants.
Hey, everybody. It's Old Fart, your old buddy. How you doing? Well, it's that time of year again. Fox News has started their annual whining and crying marathon about the war on Christmas by baby-killing liberals promoting their secular agenda. They're also reassuring their viewers that not only have both Jesus and Santa Claus been verified as real historical figures, they're both white. Absolutely white. So, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, and he's definitely a honky. The jury's still out on whether Satan is red or not, though. And speaking of Virginia, I'm heading back there for the holidays, so this will probably be my last video for 2013. Last year, I talked about how ridiculous it is to celebrate, much less fight over, a holiday based on a mythological figure whose entire existence is based solely on a book for which no real corroborating evidence has ever been produced by anyone ever that validates even one of the magical characters or miraculous events described in it. I talked about how most Christians don't know where most of today's Christmas customs that they observe even came from, how they have no idea that traditions like decorating pine trees, hanging mistletoe, singing carols, lighting Yule logs, and exchanging presents are actually ancient pagan rituals which predate the Jesus myth by thousands of years. I talked about how the Christmas industrial complex has hijacked the Son of God's birthday with an even better fairy tale, in which people actually get the stuff they ask for while they're still alive, from a fat guy in a red suit with flying reindeer. I talked about how Christmas has become a gigantic, money-sucking monster, which now starts before Thanksgiving with people macing and shooting each other at Walmart, devouring billions of dollars by making people feel obligated to buy crap for their family and friends just because their family and friends are buying crap for them. But one thing I said last year that really bears repeating is this. We could end homelessness in America just with the money spent on Christmas decorations alone each year. Americans blow billions of dollars on stupid, misunderstood traditions instead of actually doing something to help people who really need it. I'm sorry, but if you're going to brag about how our Judeo-Christian country is godly or giving or compassionate, you're as full of shit as a Christmas goose. The truth is, not much has changed since last year. Christmas has become, and still is, nothing but a cash cow for greedy corporations feeding on the ignorance and superstition of a bunch of misguided idiots. Hey, Fox News, I can't think of a better thing to declare war on. So, to all the people of faith out there who actually believe a cosmic Jewish zombie expects them to worship him telepathically so he can remove the sin that all humans are automatically born into because a talking snake convinced a naked woman to eat fruit from a magic tree, thanks a lot for your part in creating and continuing to celebrate this absurd observance of hypocrisy and decadence, which would cause Jesus Christ himself to facepalm, you know, if he was real. And if you still insist on following Jesus, the least you could do is be nice and do what he tells you to do all year long, instead of just once a year when it's trendy. Okay, enough with the humbug stuff. I want to wish you all a happy generic holiday and thank all of you for your support of Old Fart Rants in 2013. Thanks for watching my videos and thanks for all of your great comments too. Hopefully, 2014 will be even better. Until then, peace and love to you all.
Illinois' law enforcement. all your love. Signify your feelings with every gentle caress. Because it's so important to have that special somebody to hold, kiss, miss, squeeze, and please.
Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue.
and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I
Christmas in prison, and the food was real good. We had turkey and pistols carved out of wood. And I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, and her blood's in my strength. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, my nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. Reminds me of a chess game with someone I admire, or a picnic in the rain after a prairie fire. Her heart is as big as this whole goddamn jail, and she's sweeter than saccharin at a drugstore sale. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. Searchlight in the big yard swings round with the gun, and spotlights, snowflakes like the dust in the sun. It's Christmas in prison, there'll be music tonight. I'll probably get homesick, I'll love you, good night. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, my nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God.
On some old railway siding, and every time I started. Wish you was a freight train, baby. Wish you was a freight train.
Started the web. this sign. Research got the lungs of porcelain.
No. in me. Look on me. That's reality. The dream is over. What can I say?
Hark, hear the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say ding dong and clay. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, weak and bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is their song. This joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising a sound. Oh, hearing deaf, telling their tale. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Ding dong, ding dong, that is their song. Merry, joyful, merry, all caroling. Come on, they sing, down without end. Their joyful tune to every home. Dark, hear the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say ding dong and clang. On they sing, on without end. Their joyful tone to every home. Ding dong, ding dong.
Okay.
Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Well, who's that riding, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seas. You know, God walked down in the cool of the day, called Adam by his name, and he refused to answer because he's naked and ashamed. Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Wrote the book of the seven seas. You know, Christ had 12 apostles, and 3 he led away. Say, watch with me 1 hour till I go yon and pray. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Who's that riding, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seas. Who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Who's that riding, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seas. Christ came on the Easter morning. Mary and Martha was down to see. Go tell my disciples to meet me in Galilee. Tell me who's riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator? Wrote the book of the seven seas.
You know, I've collected a lot of different copies of John the Revelator, but that one is Sun House, and he's beating two rocks together. And this is, I think, the Kentucky Headhunters, just to get you in that holiday spirit.
First song we're going to listen to came from an idea that I had in this age of political correctness and lawsuits, and everybody's just touchy about everything. So I got to thinking, what would be the ultimate lawsuit? And it would have to be, if you were being sued by Santa Claus, the nicest man on the planet is taking you to court. So here it is. I'm getting sued by Santa.
Christmas Day will not be very merry. Explaining to the children will be hard.
Well, it's Christmas Eve tonight, and our beagle picked a fight with some reindeer that were grazing in our yard. I let the dog outside to do his business. I forgot to hook his leash up to the peg. First he and Cupid came to blows, then he bit Rudolph on the nose, and when I got there he was eyeing Prancer's leg. Now I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. He's claiming mental anguish in his case. Yeah, I'm getting sued by Santa Claus, and my kids won't even look me in the face. Tried to throw myself on Santa's mercy. I begged him, but I wasn't getting through. I said, it's all your fault, you know. He said, now how can that be so? I said, because we got the stupid dog from you. Now I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. He's claiming mental anguish in his case. Yeah, I'm getting sued by Santa Claus, and my kids won't even look me in the face. Only. Getting sued by Santa Claus. He's claiming mental anguish in his case.
There's way too many choruses. Oh, way too many songs today. I'm just completely eternally grateful that I got to get through my whole playlist today. I'm so glad to have played that for you. I'm not even going to read it all. If you want to go back on the podcast, it'll be up in text. But this is Ray Stevens getting sued by Santa Claus. And, Merry Christmas to all, and to all good night. And be good to everybody in the coming week, and be part of the change you want to see, and stop lying and all that shit.
You know what's sad is you and I both know that that could actually happen these days. Yeah, you'd be sued by Santa Claus because you didn't have a rail around your roof, or you didn't have on skid-proof shingles. You'd go right to jail. Well, I tell you when that would not have happened. It wouldn't have happened when I was a kid. Because times were simpler back then. And man, I'll tell you what, I got some great memories of Christmas. And I'm sure you do too.
And as my father always used to say, I don't care what your name is, fat man, get them reindeer off my roof.